Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to see you guys again. Today's video is about McDonald's. Do you like McDonald's? And do you have a McDonald's in your neighborhood? If yes, how often do you go to a McDonald's? Well, I remembered that when I was a kid, I was so excited to go to McDonald's every time, and I even wished I could have McDonald's every day. But, you know, I knew that was impossible. But anyway, I don't go to McDonald's very often after I grew up. So how about you guys? Let me know what do you think about McDonald's. And let's take a look at the sentence today. In the continental U.S., you are never more than 107 miles away from a McDonald's. The farthest spot away from a McDonald's in the U.S. lies in the grasslands of South Dakota, between two tiny hamlets called Meadow and Glad Valley. In the continental U.S., you are never more than 107 miles away from a McDonald's. The farthest spot away from a McDonald's in the U.S. lies in the grasslands of South Dakota, between two tiny hamlets called Meadow and Glad Valley. All right, let's take a look at the vocabularies. 第一个单字是 continental, continental. 那这个字是形容词，它指州的或是大陆的意思。那我们很常在国外或者是饭店看到 continental breakfast, continental breakfast, 那它意思是欧陆式早餐。A continental breakfast usually consists of fruit juice, coffee, and bread with butter and jam. 那欧陆式早餐通常会有果汁、咖啡和奶油果酱面包，就是属于比较简单的早餐。那再来 continental 的名词是 continent, continent, 那这个字它是指陆地或是大陆的意思。He's planning to drive across the North America continent from east to west. 他计划从北美洲的东岸开到西岸。再来是 farthest, 那这个字当形容词它是指最远的，那通常它是指时间上或是距离上的最远。What's the farthest you have ever run? 你跑过的最远距离是多远？再来是 furthest, furthest. 那其实 furthest 跟 farthest 它很接近，只是 furthest 它常用在程度上的。比如说 My guess was the furthest far from the actual situation. 我的猜测与实际情况相差极远。那再来是 far, far, 那 far 这个字它可以当副词或是形容词，那它有遥远的意思。He doesn't live far from the office, 他的住处离办公室不远。那有一个片语是 far from something, 它意思是完全不。比如说 He is a nice man, but far from handsome. 他虽然是个好人，但长得不帅。再来是grassland, grassland. 那 grassland 这个字是草原的意思。Inner Mongolia is famous for its grasslands. 中国内蒙古的草原非常著名。再来是 lawn, lawn. 那 lawn 指的是草坪，那通常是指定期会有人去修剪的草坪，像是公园的那一种。He needs to mow the lawn every 2 months or so. 他大约每隔两个月就要去修剪草坪。再来是 meadow, meadow. 那 meadow 比较指的是牧场或是草地这种。To find the log cabin, you need to follow the path through the meadow. 沿着小径穿过牧场，你就能找到那间小木屋。再来最后一组单字是 hamlet.Hamlet, 那 Hamlet 这个字大家可能有看过，是莎士比亚的哈姆雷特，但是要大写。 那如果它是小写的话，它也是当名词，它有小村庄的意思。不过这个小村庄的意思比较少使用，你可以说 There are only two small hamlets in the mountain， 这座山里只有两个小村庄。那我们常见的就是莎士比亚的哈姆雷特。 Hamlet is one of the four great tragedies of William Shakespeare's。 哈姆雷特是莎士比亚的四大悲剧之一。再来是 village， 那 village 这个字它可以当作村庄，也可以当作村民。 This fishing village has a 100-year history， 这个渔村有百年的历史了。再来是 town 这个字它是指市镇或是小镇的意思。 I was in the town this morning and I saw the parade， 我今早在市中心看到游行。Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today. I'll see you next time. Bye!